we're back again.
Oh my God, we're back again.
You know, I wasn't going to do that, but I had to. And I'm not even the Backstreet Boys fan you are, but that's for you. And I see our good friend Melissa in the queue. So I had to do it for you guys.
Oh my God.
I'm about it today. I couldn't help it. You guys were so cute when you were a Backstreet Boys fan.
Oh, yes, we were.
Anyway, welcome to Soul Behind the Snark. I'm Lady Hope.
I'm the Urban Gent. Actually, we're now SBTS, like Madonna's MDNA.
Yeah, we're starting season two with rebranding because we're so cool. We can have an acronym.
Yes, and it's our eight-week summer season consecutive. We'll be here through the first week of August for you.
That's right. Somebody put on their TV hat. That would be the Urban Gentleman.
Hat to the back.
He is very much... you're a lunatic tonight. He's very much a huge TV fan and just a scholar, I'd say. A kind of television scholar, honestly.
Really?
Yeah, I really would.
Expert, a scholar.
Yeah,
a scholar.
Yeah, you could teach a class.
I could.
You could totally teach a TV class. And we were discussing this, and he brought up the great idea about having it consecutive in a row, like a proper season, like television, because we believe we are TV ready.
And we outlined all eight episodes.
Oh my God, we're so organized.
We're so studious now. Oh my God.
I don't know if you can hear that noise. That's me patting. They picked that up. Patting ourselves on the back for that. Again, we didn't want to, I believe I brought this up in the last one, not just phone it in or scramble to be like, what now? We wanted to really organize ourselves and get it together. And while maybe some of your favorite shows are off for the summer, this favorite show is still on. And you can count on us. Besides True Blood, of course.
Yes. And I've got my Dallas and my Pretty Little Liars, so I'm set for the summer.
I know. And I wanted to also give a shout out to some of the people who have been listening from the beginning. Thank you very much. You're here for the second half. A lot of folks were telling me and you how excited they were for us to be weekly for a while.
Yes.
Because they have been kind of questioning that.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're doing it too. And for those people who are new, I say welcome and thank you. There's some folks at work that have been talking to me and telling me some good positive feedback and making me feel really good about how they love to listen to us. Now in the car on their MP3 device.
Yes, thank you. We're on iTunes, by the way.
Yeah.
So it's the whole Authentic You Media. That's what you look us up under, right?
Yeah, Authentic You Media. It's such a great thing. If you can't be here now and you can't just sit down at your computer for a half hour because your life's crazy, you could stick us in your iPod or are there any other MP3 players anymore?
I don't know. You can put it in your iPhone, too.
Yeah. And your Apple, your fruit-related device.
Fruit-related devices.
And listen to us anytime, which is really, really cool.
And the links to the iTunes are on our Facebook page.
Yes.
Or Facebook.com, Soul Behind the Snark.
That's right. Remember, like us there, tell your friends, welcome everyone. And I also want to give a shout-out to some very brand-new fans. One that was born just very recently, into the fold. Two very dear good friends of ours had another awesome baby girl this week. So I'd like to welcome Ruby into the world officially. I'll be visiting you guys soon. And, welcome to the fun.
Yeah, we'll get more. We have fan questions today, too,
we do
don't
have
we?
A fan question.
But we'll do the first the Welcome to England question.
Okay, yes.
Then we'll get into the second time father.
As some of you may or may not know, we do title all of our shows after Tori Amos songs.
Yes.
Because we love her, gosh golly. so very much.
Yes. And you want to mention who this question came from?
This question came from my dear friend Krista.
Krista DeBrie.
Yes.
She writes, she's on Twitter too.
Exactly. Follow her. Do you follow her?
Yes. Talk about your question. I'll find her Twitter handle.
Right.
As I log into Twitter, you can tweet me.
And, Chris, I know you're signed in, so if you want to even put it up in the chat room, feel free. Everyone's free to promote themselves.
Yes.
Because we all support each other, and we all want each other to succeed. She had just inquired to why Welcome to England and what that meant. And because I know sometimes maybe the label is clear, but maybe it isn't all the time. So we ended up from that conversation when she asked what Welcome to England really meant, when she's like, are you going to talk about our England trip that we went on in high school? Which was super cool. And then that led us to posting pictures on Facebook and remembering all that fun stuff. But we are using that line from, it's a title of a Tori Amos song. And to me, here's my interpretation, and I don't know if you were thinking the same thing. I could be totally way off, but
all right.
The
will
way
you do an interpretive dance
later.
Okay.
Yeah, when we have our video.
Okay. When we're doing the videos, yeah.
There will be an interpretive dance. Because art is objective, and we all know that even though the artist may have meant one thing, any fan or anyone who's going to listen to the art, read the art, see the art, watch the art, hear the art, is going to make up their own interpretation. So here's what I thought when you said Welcome to England. I thought about it a little bit, and this is what I came up with. In the song, the chorus is, you better bring your own son.
Yeah.
And I took that to mean, I love that you're the peanut gallery. You're the sassy peanut gallery.
It's just too much volleyball stuff, you know?
I know
all the noises in my head that we get from our volleyball reaction.
I love your volleyball reaction. Coincidentally, as a side note, I was at a giant party with you and
yes.
a volleyball
yeah.
a while back, and the entire club was filled with that exclamation bouncing off
yeah.
the walls.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really fun. I think I started doing it too, or I might do it at work now.
Yes, Ms. Beck.
I know. I think I do that at work now sometimes, and everyone looks at me. Because, you know, in a corporate office, you don't expect to hear that, but I feel like it makes the day more fun. Anyway, back to Welcome to England. The chorus is, you better bring your own son. And she is referring to, like, her, she's moving to England with her new husband, and he says that to her. I take you better bring your own son as bring your own positivity with you. That's how I see it. And I know that with this first show, we were talking about reconstructing, and are you, like, the executive producer
yeah.
of your life?
Yeah.
I'm going to isolate that. It should be a ringtone. If anybody wants that, when we eventually get our merch section up, that might be a special behind the snark ringtone.
Yes.
Lunatic.
Okay.
So, and no matter what situation you're entering in, you know, and she was talking about her going to a whole different country and starting yeah. a new life there. It could even be a job or a relationship of your own or anything of the sort. Bring your own sun. Bring your own positivity and good energy
your
no matter
light.
Where you go. Your own, yeah, exactly, your own light. Always carry that with you because it might not be in the place that you're going to. Meaning maybe some negative people or a different place or maybe something's a little scary. But as long as you have that in you and with you, you're going to be cool. So, and you can trust in that and know that you've got your positivity with you, your own sun, your own big glowing star. That's how I read it, and that's how I decided that's how to explain our title for the show.
Yes, you actually kind of read my mind.
Oh, shocking.
I wanted the welcome part in it, mm-hmm. and welcome to England, welcome to a new land, welcome to a new season, and the bring your own son is what actually stuck to me, and it's amazing that when we're talking about are you the executive producer of your life, and the bring your own son just was in my head, and that's why I picked Welcome to England,
mm-hmm.
which I'll correlate
Perfect.
To our second fan question from new father, second time
yes.
around.
Our good buddy Jason.
Yeah, he asked us to try to explain further what the law of attraction is.
Which is a really good point, because I think sometimes when you and I are sitting here doing the show, we definitely speak about the stuff we know, but maybe sometimes we forget that so many different people are listening, they might not know exactly what we're referencing.
Yes.
You know, which that's cool. And I thanked him for it, and I was like, and he always gives us really good feedback, and he's a very big fan, and I appreciate it so much. So I believe that without being preachy or teachy.
And I brought the secret just in case, which is everybody's Reader's Digest version of the
yeah.
law of attraction, as they would tell us in class.
Yeah, we have been learning and practicing and kind of, you know, believing in this philosophy for a while now. And then a few year or two into it, the secret broke. And I think that's what everyone can relate to. And that could be like their touchstone for what they understand this kind of theory to be. It's definitely more simplified, which is kind of cool.
It's a foundation.
Yeah, exactly. And that really was the book that brought this kind of way of thinking into like major minds.
Yeah, the mainstream. It was just like the twilight of love attraction.
Because Twilight made vampires mainstream. I know.
Anyway.
I still struggle with that. That's my own thing.
Yeah, we haven't answered Jason's question. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, basically, it's a like attracts like thing. Thoughts are things. It says the law of attraction says like attracts like. So when you think a thought, you are also attracting like thoughts to you,
Here's a really great, simple example. If you're going to be a big, cranky, stinky mess, don't be surprised that your whole surrounding world is a big, cranky, stinky mess. And I say that because I used to be that way. And I don't, not to say that I was incredibly negative and awful, but I definitely had more of those thoughts in me.
Yeah.
And when the bad stuff would happen, all I was thinking about was bad stuff. And it was almost like, see, there it is. And I didn't even know that I was kind of like creating it in a way.
Attracting.
Because that's all I was attracting, creating, because that's all I was focusing on was negativity.
Yeah.
And when I kind of learned to think a different way, I'm trying not to sneeze right now. Thank you. When I kind of learned not to think a different way, I was even shocked to notice how everything changed around me. And the line that I always loved, and it is Wayne Dyer, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change.
Yeah.
Yes, Mama.
Yes, Miss May. Okay, I'm
going to stop. That shocked me because it seemed so simple. And then when I started to think that way and remember that line and then kind of apply it to my life and I noticed it working, I was like, oh, shoot, imagine that.
Yeah. And we'll go into that more, maybe not even later in the season, maybe next season, because it's not as simple as that, but it can be as simple as that.
I'd say to start out thinking that way is as simple as that, because there's no reason to, like, over-inundate everybody there with, you know, the heat of it. It can get meatier as time goes on, and we had been practicing and learning and being part of a bigger group that was teaching stuff like this for how many years would you say?
I was in class since 2005.
And then I joined. I'm bad at numbers.
Yeah, in 2006.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for a while. We love all those women that we were a part of that class, and I know some of them are listening now, and we really appreciate it, and hopefully we see them all again soon.
Yeah.
You know, we're all kind of divided by distance, but there's definitely very close, important people to us, because I really think we learned a lot. And again, we couldn't be doing what we're doing now without it. I wouldn't have taken the steps I took to become a healthier me or be more positive or to put myself out there like this.
I made a note because I think that we were both led to this way of thinking or led to learning about this stuff because we get into college.
Were we ready for the change?
No, it wasn't just the change, but when we were thinking about, we already knew that even exploring Wicca in college, we already knew that we were exploring things like this, that there's energies and that there's things we can attract to us and energies we put out there. So we were already open to the basics to it. So when we got out of college, you know, we needed the next level. If we were really going to explore something, we needed the next level, and we got led to the next level, which was exploring it as the law of attraction, that it's something that even you could see it in The Secret now, but it's as far back as Napoleon Hill in the early 1900s with Think and Grow Rich. In that book, he talks about an ether.
Okay.
And the ether is the energy, and that you can think yourself to be rich, and that you can think yourself to have these things, and that you can think yourself to have wealth or whatever you want out of life. So even as early as back as that, people were talking about that.
Which is very interesting because I can honestly say I don't even remember hearing about that stuff so much because I don't think it got talked enough.
No.
Like a lot in bigger circles. So, like, that is one good thing about The Secret is that it made people have this dialogue.
Yeah, because in mainstream
isn't always bad. You
know, in patriarchal religion, we're separated.
Exactly.
We're separated from God. We're separated from the higher power. He looks down upon us.
Instead of...
And we're not... We have to earn a connection.
Yeah. Instead of we're all a part of it together.
Yeah.
And we can use it and listen to it and be it and feel it.
Tune into it.
Exactly.
So.
And speaking of tuning in, we have a caller on the line. So Hugh from Virginia. Hello?
Hi. Good evening. How are you? I'm enjoying the dialogue.
Oh, cool. Thank you. Is this your first time listening, or have you heard our show previously?
No, it's the first time I came across you. I sort of let spirit take me wherever, and here I am now.
Excellent, excellent. Is there anything you'd like to say or share with everyone out there?
Well, I am working on some big things for mankind, and my big mission and vision is to bring spirituality into global economics and combine it with unconditional love, a whole new paradigm which will force companies to be more responsible for their employees, their customers, the environment, and the community. Otherwise, they're not going to be around long in the future the way I see it.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Yeah, because we're depleting resources and everybody's energy.
Yeah, I was going to say we're depleting people resources.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah,
I'm actually standing in my truth, and I like to document things to back up what I talk about. If I can share my name, it might be of interest to you and your listeners.
Of course,
sure.
Please do.
Yes,
share
my name
by.
Is Hugh, H-U-G-H. The last name is Trawlson, T like Tom, R-A-U-L-S-E-N like Nancy. If you put a .com, we'll bring it to a site. If you click on historical articles, it's quite interesting. It's the front page Wall Street Journal article from back in 1983 where I exposed the former federal government bureaucrat for fraud indirectly. It eventually resulted in the resignation of Jim Wright from Speaker of the House, the third highest office in the country, in shame. And you'll see the original memo and other attachments that caused the Wall Street Journal article to be. And there's also a letter on there from President Obama to me related to the economy dated July 7, 2009. And there's other things on the Internet. If you Google my name, look for an article entitled America's New Transformational Economy. There's an 18-page PDF file that can be downloaded from that. One of the items is actually a letter to me from the Carter administration, as well as other things. And I'm a Vietnam-era veteran, and I'm releasing strategies into the business world to create that transparency in ethics and morals that we so desperately need. And I also I'm a disabled senior citizen in the veterans healthcare system, but a couple of months ago, I just decided to become entrepreneurial, and I'm a member of a very unique and dynamic global platform marketing organization that fits in so nicely with what you're talking about. And there's a gentleman who has a blog talk show, if I can share that too, because...
Sure.
He's actually an expert in the law of attraction. Yeah, his name is Dr. Ed Maloney. It's M-O-L-O-N-E-Y. His blog talk show is called Focus Change. That's the title of a book he wrote, too, and he's just coming out with a new book called The Spark Within. And the show will be on tomorrow, on Friday, June 15th at 6 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. He's in Orlando, Florida. And he will have a special guest who's a member of the organization that I came into and brought Dr. Maloney in under me. And that company is called Talk Fusion. The gentleman who's going to be a guest, his name is Rob Roder, or R-O-D-E-R. I think you can Google and see some things on YouTube on him. 2 years ago in 2010, he had was just coming out of his second bankruptcy. He borrowed money from a doctor friend of his to come into this Talk Fusion organization. He's now over seven-digit income and climbing rapidly. And this organization is it's a referral-based organization, and I am strategizing with Dr. Maloney. My last name has global recognition in the food service field.
And
to give you the idea of the power of this, this is all video. That's where everything is headed to now. You had radio, then television, then internet. Now it's strategizing with video. There was a French restaurant in Texas that came into this organization and just utilized one of the tools, which was video email. He did a video email to his customers of the chef preparing an entree. As a result of that, the sales for the restaurant doubled. Now, what he missed out on was taking it a step further. Since this is a referral-based organization with all these global platform marketing tools, if he extended it to his business clientele, it would have brought in an additional revenue stream for the restaurant owner and blessed the business clientele as they became active. Not only would it pay for their meal, but it probably would allow them to eat free at that restaurant for the rest of their lives. So it's, in essence, creative utilization of information coming together with social media and networking under the umbrella of strategic marketing. It's tearing up the business world, and I just love what's happening. Yeah.
If people are you already on Facebook or Twitter?
Yeah, we have
Where can people reach you or connect with you?
I would direct them to Dr. Maloney. He's now my business partner, and in addition to Talk Fusion, I'm collaborating with them and on, you know, joint ventures and also, you know, all kinds of collaboration. And I'm also, this might be of interest to you too, and I hope that you will investigate it. I'm interacting with people who have a blog talk show out of Australia, and it's called Oculus, O-C-U-L-U-S Radio. And I came on to their program May 25th, and I was deeply honored when they talked to me. They explained what they were doing. They're bringing together indigenous elders from all over the world to discuss solutions for mankind's future and asked me if I'd be a part of that. I said, of course I would. What a wonderful honor. And their show comes on Monday, Wednesdays and Fridays from 8 p.m. to
10
p.m. Eastern.
You know what you could do, Hugh? If you want, you can friend us on Facebook, and you could even
I don't use any of this stuff myself. I just have a web browser on my cell phone, and you know, I look for other people when I have to. But I'm totally information oriented, and I leave the techie stuff to other people. So I have to.
Great. Well, thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate it.
No,
it's
just getting the information out there. You know, it's something very basic because you touched on the movie The Secret. When somebody told me to see that back in 2008, and I said I knew The Secret back in 1980s, and I didn't realize.
And that's what you were saying before. It's just so great that other people, you know, have gotten to know it. But we'll definitely, you know, thanks for calling. We appreciate it. Definitely keep listening. Like we said, we're on for another 7 weeks because we're doing 8.
Yeah, and we'll we'll put your website on our Facebook page.
Yeah, we'll promote it on our page too. And
that's
thank you
nice.
So much for your call.
Yeah, thank you very much, and God bless everyone.
You too. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Thank you. Love having callers and everybody. It's so good to know. But anyway, where are we?
There's someone who took, you know.
Who took the time to share with us, which
yeah.
I think is really special, and we definitely appreciate it.
And took the time that they knew what their calling was, and they're taking control of exactly what they want to put out
That's
into the
very
world.
Very cool to hear.
Because Marianne Williamson said something interesting from Hay House Radio and A Return to Love, she said, capitalism is good and it works for people, but it's not a sustainable model, especially when we're seeing the inequities in the world now. So we got to come up with something new, and maybe Hugh has the...
Maybe Hugh's got one of the, you know, one of the paths for everyone to listen and follow, which would be really good. So I definitely think we should explore that, and we'll put up all those the stuff that he was talking about and who he was referencing up, and so everyone else who listens can go check that out. That's the whole point, is, again, finding your path. It's tough. It really is. Sometimes I do feel like sometimes I step off it every once in a while.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
You know?
Because we're doing stuff now.
We're doing new stuff now.
Yeah. Well, we've been, you know, with our pound, with the things with the pounds and pages, like...
You want to explain that a little?
Okay, so both of us have been, as you've known from our first season, both of us are looking to, you know, continue to get in shape and be the way we want to be. Get in shape, girl. You're out of shape, girl, as Mondo would say.
We're waving our little, like, ribbon flag
yes,
and our lavender armband.
Yes. And I wanted to do that because we've both been... told we should be on low-carb diets to ratchet up our metabolism.
We were. And it was my doctor, I'm not going to lie. He's the one with the degree.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be one of those people, I'll make that promise right now, that says, carbs are evil, and
yeah.
then shake my finger and yell at everyone for it.
I had combos today.
I had a half a Crumbs cupcake.
Okay.
All right. Just so we're keeping it honest. But sometimes carbs are bad for different body types, and
yeah.
unfortunately I'm one of those body
Me
types.
Me three.
But again, carbs sometimes happen, just like life.
Yes.
And you're going to get through it any way you need to.
Yes. And pounds is the thing, pounds as in welcome to England thing, correlated to money and attracting the life we want and executive producing the way our lives to steering it.
This is part of it.
Yeah, and the pages is the keeping track of everything. Well, just with my writing, but also keeping track of us.
It doesn't have to even be the pages in your head.
Yeah.
I'm being like, all metaphorical over here as we have a few minutes left. Yeah, I think it's always good to, you want to always, every once in a while, maybe just like evaluate where you are and not in a judgmental, not in a hurtful way for yourself. Don't do that. We're definitely not going to say,
yeah.
now look in the mirror and chide yourself because you had half a Crumbs cupcake. No.
Yeah.
Just to make sure you're still on track.
And that's
and
a good...
to focus on what you want your track to be.
And that's a good pre-lap to our next episode on the 21st pancake, our first
yes.
Forbidden Food Files. We're going to talk about food and emotion eating and comfort eating and our... relationship with the mirror.
Get ready for
get
it to
ready.
Get really real.
And raw.
Yeah, pretty raw.
So we love you. Thank you, Hugh.
Yeah,
thank you, Jason.
You, Hugh.
Thank you, Krista, with
thank
all
you,
your
Krista.
Questions. And
thank
input.
You, Melissa. Thank you, Bridget. Thank you, Beth. Those are the names we see in the queue, and I know all of them, and they're fabulous people who I care about dearly. Thank you guys so much. The beginning of season two. We end it now. But we're so happy you're with us, and we can't wait to see you next week.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.